But we have a special guest this morning. Checking in with us is the headmaster from the Seven Oaks Classical School, and it's Dr. Stephen Shipp. Dr. Shipp, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike, Julie. Nice to be with you.
Happy, happy January. That means semester number two, and the doors got open a little bit later to start the 2016-17 school year out there in Ellettsville. But as we get moving in the new year, we've seen in the newspaper, looking for some more prospective students, mm-hmm. looking to have some more classrooms filled. Tours are being given. The building's being put together. You've had a busy 5.5 months here. Tell us what we've seen here to get Seven Oaks Classical up and moving.
Yeah, it's incredible to think that we're already admitting students for our second year. This first year has been quite an adventure. It's certainly one that's been made possible by the perseverance of our board and the commitment of our parents. I'd like to think that this school offers living proof that America's pioneer spirit still endures. Our children have had a chance to experience something that's both timeless and at the same time cutting edge. We get to hear stories all the time about from families telling us that their dinner table conversation has changed and that their children have found a new joy in learning. So yeah, we started a little late. We are finishing our first semester actually today, but we're already in our enrollment period for next year. Our initial enrollment period began January 2nd. And will continue through February 10th. So anybody who submits an intent to enroll during this period will have an equal shot at getting a seat. And we'll continue accepting applications after that, but then they'll be on a first-come, first-served basis.
You mentioned in an article in the HT earlier this month about having a lean first year. Did that prediction kind of come true? And what does that really mean?
Yeah, so we have we've had to be careful with the finances. There's no doubt about it, which is what we would want to do in any case, since we're stewards of public funds. But you know what it means in practice are things like we would like to have mounted projectors in every room from the ceiling, but instead we have projectors in most rooms and they're on carts. Or there are parts of the building that we don't need yet that we stop shy of putting the final finishes on, waxing the floors, painting the walls. We would love to build a large playground structure, but we're not quite there yet.
So you're focusing on keeping that money on what's important.
That's right.
That's right. We're trying to prioritize
the essentials.
So we've been able to give students exactly what we set out to do, which is an excellent education in the liberal arts and sciences. And we do that day in and day out in the classroom, and nothing about having a lean year has prevented us from doing that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And in talking about funding, just like public schools, your funding comes based on basically how many students you have enrolled, correct?
That's right. Our principal source of funding is the per pupil funding that we get from the state of Indiana.
And you've got around 166 enrolled for the first semester, is that right?
We started the year with 161. We've actually had a we've had a net increase in our student enrollment. I think we're at 168 currently.
Nice.
And the part of moving forward is to open up one more grade. What's the new ninth grade mm-hmm. class? Tell us about that and the next step after that, because once you have ninth grade, you can't stop, right?
That's right. That's right. Our plan all along has been to start with grades K through 8 and then add a grade each year so that any student who starts with us can continue with us clear through their early and secondary education. So we're looking forward to starting ninth grade next year. That'll be an adventure. We actually already have the faculty in place to accommodate the new classes. Our ninth graders will study ancient literature and ancient history, geometry, biology. They'll continue on in their study of Latin. We hope to offer logic, which we're working through. It turns out that that is not currently an approved course for the state of Indiana. And then we'll have some offerings in fine arts, health and wellness, art. So we're really excited about the lineup of classes that our students will be able to take.
Dr. Stephen Shipp is our guest this morning. He's the headmaster at Seven Oaks Classical School.
Yeah, so Stephen, you mentioned that enrollment is already started for next year. It goes through February 10th, right?
That's right.
So how do people enroll? Like, what's the process and how does that all work?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing in a charter school. You can go to our website, www.sevenoaksclassical.org, and look at our admissions page, and it'll give all the details. Certainly, people are welcome to call our office, 812-935-5003, if they want to find out more information. But there is this initial enrollment period, and that goes through February 10th. And like I said, anybody who applies during this period has sort of an equal shot at getting a seat. At February 10th, we will pause and count up the applications we've received so far. And if we have any grades where there are more applicants than there are openings, that'll trigger a public lottery. And it'll be random, and the order of admissions will be set by means of that lottery.
How would families handle
that? What the order of the wait list is.
How would families handle that? Like if I put three kids in and got in the lottery and only one of them?
That's true, how
does the math work on
that?
There's always exceptions to the rules.
There are a couple of exceptions, yeah.
Well, you don't want people to hear that and say, well, geez, I don't want to get stuck in that situation.
The two exceptions that we have laid out in our policy is that there is a priority admission status for siblings. So if one sibling gets in, the other siblings move up the list. And then, or if there's a sibling currently enrolled and another one comes up to say to kindergarten, they would receive a priority admission status. And then also the children of faculty and staff. Those are the only two exceptions to the general rule.
So everybody has almost the same chance in there. So that makes perfect sense. Now, you've had some public information meetings this month. You're going to have another on February 6th. I know you've also been playing tour guide. You've been busy showing off the facility and to prospective students as well. Let us know when your next tour is and let us know when your next public meeting is.
Sure. Our next public meeting that we have scheduled is February 6th at 7 o'clock here at school. And then for those who can get over here during their lunch break, on February 7th at 12:30, we're planning on giving a campus tour. But I would add that we really want to, as a new school, we want people who are interested in what we're doing to have a chance to come and see what we're doing. So if these times don't work out for someone, we encourage them to contact the office and see if we can find a way to get them in here and see firsthand what's happening.
And obviously you're busy during the school week because you have your students to take care of. You have your classrooms to supervise. What is the easiest way to get a hold if people would like more information? Is it the website?
The website is a great place to go to get more information. If they want to talk to someone personally, I would encourage them to call the school office. Again, 812-935-5003. The website is www.sevenoaksclassical.org.
And we'll obviously remind our listeners coming up in the next week or so about the February 6th information meeting. And that's a 7 o'clock p.m. on February the 6th, and then the tour's coming up on February 7th. But all that information, again, you can find at sevenoaksclassical.org. In 5 years, where do you see Seven Oaks Classical being? So if someone says, hey, I've got an eighth grader, and I'm thinking, well, geez, you're going to have it all finished up down that stretch and ready to go, correct?
Yeah, I anticipate in 5 years we'll be approaching full enrollment. We'll be a full K-12 program. We will be a school that's large enough to offer some exciting opportunities, but small enough that kids aren't falling through the cracks, where we really know one another. And our building should be fully renovated or well on its way by that point. So, yeah.
Well, it's very exciting times, no doubt about it. And obviously seeing it grow from the empty building to where you're at now isn't where you want it to be, but you're definitely on the right track. And we'd love to help you keep getting your message out. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Good. Yeah, we like to use the saying, great oaks from little acorns grow. seems fitting given our name and our experience here.
SevenOaksClassical.org, or you can call the office, 812-935-5003, 200 East Association Street there in Ellettsville. Dr. Shipp, we thank you for your time this morning. We look forward to talking to you later in the semester.
Absolutely. I'll look forward to it.
Dr. Stephen Shipp, the headmaster at Seven Oaks Classical. So you've got the plan moving forward there, where it started just back in August, when we say August, we know they opened in September, but they had the building put together and the folks helping with all that. And now 168 students moving along and ninth grade going to start.
I know.
So exciting times in our community as well. And again, SevenOaksClassical.org for all of your information. If you're interweb adverse, call 812-935-5003.